Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey says she's found no evidence that the Planned Parenthood League of Massachusetts runs any sort of fetal tissue donation program. While the donations are not illegal, some in Congress are calling for an investigation after videos were released showing national Planned Parenthood officials discussing contracts for fetal tissue. The Senate could vote Monday on a bill that would defund Planned Parenthood. The controversy has drawn attention to the issue of fetal tissue research, which has been going on for decades and which many researchers say is invaluable. Nathalia Holt is among them. She's a microbiologist and science writer based in Boston. She conducted fetal tissue research when she worked in California. And while many local researchers have been reluctant to talk about the work, Holt recently wrote about her experiences in the New York Times, and she described her sometimes uneasy feelings in the lab.
I had very mixed emotions working with fetal tissue, and my experience is shared by many researchers. It's a difficult thing to know that the tissue that you're working with did come from a terminated pregnancy, and because of that, there is a respect that needs to be paid. I only wanted to perform research that I felt was very valuable and really could only be done in fetal cells. And I wanted to make sure that we didn't waste any of these cells.
And how did you get over that uneasiness and those mixed emotions? Well, what did you tell yourself while you were doing the research?
Well, we knew that if we weren't going to do this research, this tissue was going to be incinerated as medical waste. And so this did help us, knowing that we had no control over whether an abortion was performed.
What is fetal tissue used for?
Fetal tissue is used to test gene therapies without being used in humans. So it's how we can test how these therapies will work in the lab and in the cells that make up our bodies.
And so I'm assuming that then it would also help with certain treatments for diseases. What sort of specific diseases might this research be helpful for?
Well, this research has already informed a number of clinical trials that are going on right now, clinical trials for HIV, for spinal injuries, for Alzheimer's, for cancer, and even for rare diseases that affect infants.
In the New York Times op-ed that you wrote, you said that biotech companies are the middleman between tissue donated from clinics and the research labs that need it. So basically, here in Boston, where we're kind of a hub of biotech, a lot of these companies are doing this research, even though many of us probably never even knew about it before. Is that right?
Yes. You know, stem cell research is something that, of course, has gotten a lot of attention because of its promise. With fetal tissue, it's actually research that has been going on for decades. Even since the 1930s, terminated pregnancies have been used as tissue sources to make polio vaccines and even many of the vaccines that we use today.
And essentially, the tissue is provided by the hospitals and clinics. How does that work exactly? And could this possibly be something lucrative, as we're hearing right now in this whole controversy involving Planned Parenthood?
So tissue is taken between clinics and hospitals by these biotech companies, and these companies have a range of different prices, from about $150 for a piece of tissue to upwards of $20,000 from a vial of cells that has been isolated and purified. So there are profits to be made, but these profits are not quite as big as they seem, because there does need to be someone in the middle who's kind of able to arrange for researchers to have these cells.
Nathalia Holt, a science writer and microbiologist. Her books are Cured, The People Who Defeated HIV, and her forthcoming book is titled Rise of the Rocket Girls, The Women Who Propelled Us from Missiles to the Moon to Mars. Nathalia, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks so much.